The number of children with elevated blood levels in Monroe County has dropped a bit, according to the latest numbers from the Public Health Department. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, some kids are still at a much higher risk of lead poisoning than others.
The vast majority of children who showed elevated blood lead levels in tests last year lived in zip codes that fall inside the city of Rochester. And of the 15 kids with the highest blood lead levels, all but one lived in the city. Mel Callen, who chairs the nonprofit advocacy group Coalition to Prevent Lead Poisoning, says that puts minority communities in harm's way.
It is the city kids that are most at risk, and who lives in those city homes is families of color. And so it is our black and brown children that seem to be at greater risk.
Callen says much of the risk of lead poisoning in Monroe County comes from the housing stock.
Children, especially little ones, have hand-to-mouth behaviors, so they ingest that leaded paint, and that's how they get poisoned. It's really from homes that are in disrepair.
Callen says the risk locally is different than in other parts of the country, where lead is present in drinking water or industrial sites. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.